news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News.
Thank you very much, Yang. I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy sports news update. We'll get to football before we get to the live baseball action. And bad news for the San Francisco 49ers. Disaster at practice today. Niners first round pick and number two overall pick, Nick Bosa, left practice today with an injury. He needs an MRI on his ankle. Also injured during today's session, Jason Verrett and receiver Marquise Goodwin. Goodwin's going to be okay, but bad news for San Francisco. You don't want all those guys and important players like that hurt in the practice session. As speculation grows over Antonio Brown's injured foot, the wide receiver's absence from Oakland's training camp appears to be a weird one. And that story we talked about, true. Brown reportedly suffered a number of blisters on his feet after entering a cryogenic chamber without the proper footwear. Team sources telling Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network. This updated report corroborates an earlier report from Chris Sims of Pro Football Talk on Tuesday. Brown remains day-to-day. It's unclear will he'll be given the green light to practice, but that foot's still in bad shape. The veteran has now missed significant portions of time with the Raiders training camp. He's on the non-football injury list and was reported as a sore foot earlier. Coach John Gruden says he's quote-unquote disappointed in Brown's absence from camp as they prep for the 2019 season. Let's hit the live scoreboard, fellas. Busy, busy afternoon. Some finals in Cleveland blanking Texas 2-0 in game one of the double bill. Brad Hand, the save. Ramirez, the game's only runs on a two-run winning shot for the Tribe. The Atlanta Braves beat Minnesota 11-7. They were all over them. Minnesota made it close. Two-run home runs for Ozzy Albies in the win. Number 16 and 17 for him. The Cubs smoking Oakland 10-1 the final. Quintana wins. Homer Bailey the loss. Ian Happ, 4 RBI for the Cubbies. The New York Mets, red hot, meet the Mets. They do it again, 7-2, the final. Steven Matz, the win. Yamamoto, the loss for the Fish. Michael Conforto, two dingers. He's got seven in his last 11. Pete Alonso's first inning bomb gives him a homer in three straight games and number 37 on the season. The Mets now just one game back in the NL wildcard. Other finals, the Blue Jays hold on to beat Tampa Bay 4-3. Gurriel, Grychek, Fisher, home run for Toronto. It was Fisher's first home run as a Jay. Stewart takes the win. McKay the loss. Giles the save. Chicago White Sox hammering Detroit 8-1 the final. McCann, three RBIs and a dinger. Houston smoking Colorado 14-3 the final. Garrett Cole the win. Lambert the loss. Yuri Gurriel, eight RBIs for the Astros. Yes, I said that. Eight RBIs. Two home runs, including a grand slam. Games on the go. Cardinals, they lead the Dodgers 1-0 in the bottom of the ninth, but the Dodgers have a runner on. Washington up 4-0 on San Francisco. That is in the bottom of seven. Game two of the double dip. We got Cleveland up on Texas 1-0. Rest of the action, 640. San Diego minus 145 at Seattle, 9.5. Lucchese and Kukichi. We got two more at 705. Yankees minus 260 at Baltimore, 9.5. Paxton versus Means. We got Milwaukee laying 25 cents at Pittsburgh, 9.5. Pomeranz makes his debut for the Brewers versus Williams for the Pirates, 710. We got Casey in Boston. Red Sox minus 350, 11. Sparkman versus Rodriguez, and at 940, Philadelphia at Arizona. Diamondbacks minus 145, total 9.5. Vargas versus a gallon of fun. Other MLB news, the Cubs agreed to a deal with veteran catcher Jonathan Lucroy. The Angels on the hook for $3.35 million of Lucroy's salary. Boston Red Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia finished for the year. He had a fifth surgery on his left knee. He does hope to return next season for the Bo Sox. The Jays have claimed pitcher Zach Godley off waivers from the Arizona Diamondbacks. He had a pretty good 2017 and 18, but struggled big time. 6.39 ERA over 27 appearances and 4.1 walks per nine. He's also served up 12 home runs and 76 innings of work compared to 16 all of last year. The D-backs also designated three-time All-Star Greg Holland for assignment. They've now have 7 days to place him on waivers, release him, or outright him to the minors. If outrighted, Holland can reject the assignment and then become a free agent somewhere else. Since the beginning of July, a train wreck, 11.42 ERA. He's surrendered more walks than strikeouts. Walks 11, strikeouts 9, and has blown 3 out of 8 save opportunities for the Snakes. Ticket sales poor for the NFL preseason game in Canada. Oakland versus Green Bay August 22nd in Winnipeg not selling well. At the current rate, only a quarter of the stadium will be filled. The problem, the cheapest ticket, $191.50. That's not going over well. Andrei Markov wants to sign a one-year deal with the Montreal Canadiens. And in soccer, Inter strike a $70 million pound deal with Man United to land castaway Lukaku. He scored 42 goals in 96 appearances after making the move from Everton in 2017 for a reported $75 million. I'm Cam Stewart. I'd like to thank Mark Lauren for stopping by. and talking college football with us. Next on the list, Gamblu. We'll talk a little baseball, fun, fights, and everything else in between with Gamblu. So stick around. Gabe Morency hosts Hour 2 of Rapid Heat and Rage Radio coming up next on the Fantasy Sports Radio and Television Network.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Level two, game time decision. The technique here. On one side of me, I've got expert horse players. On the other side of me, I've got executives. And I've got executives and Fox. Fox Business is doing a special on our studio cam.
Nice.
So basically, Cardano is under the gun. In fact, like Lou Mayone, the boss of all bosses, is just here overlooking things and wondering, how's the renovation coming? Where's this? Where's that? And I'm like, oh, don't worry, sir. Look, there's 10 TVs behind me now. There's 10 TVs That's ready good. To go up. And he's like, Fox will be here for a walkthrough on August 15th. And, obviously Fox Business is a very big channel. So, it's a good launching pad. For the new studio and for the network. So everyone's under the gun here, just like you and I are here this evening to pick some winners. Tomorrow we'll have football camp. And I guess tomorrow on the show I can run through all the coaches and these ATS trends that we were talking about. But I brought it up earlier. The Indianapolis Colts are now -3 in this football game. If you look at their quarterback situation, Jacoby Brissett's going to play, but I don't think that much. Andrew Luck's already hurt, Cam. They can't afford to get Jacoby Brissett injured now. All right, he's one of the better backups, if not the best backup in the NFL, in my opinion. And they know this. They can't afford to get Jacoby Brissett injured. The other quarterback's going to play most of the time is that Philip Walker kid. He was at Temple. The thing is, they have Chad Kelly. They do have Chad Kelly.
Jim Kelly's Southern Miss. Southern Miss. Was he Southern Miss Seahawks?
Mississippi too, Rebels. Kelly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ole Miss. Thank you. I was thinking Southern Miss, but Ole Miss.
But I don't know. Correct. He got kicked off another college team too, and he got kicked. Where did he get? I think he got. I don't know where he got kicked off. He got kicked off a college football team, and then he was on Mississippi, and then he was on the Denver Broncos. But if you recall, he got wasted at the Broncos Halloween party, and broke into someone's house after. I think he was like sleeping on their couch, or he's sleeping in like someone's like. It was bad. Like he went into someone's like baby's room type thing. It was like. It was pretty, he was all wasted. He went to the wrong place. Yeah, he pulled a Robert Downey Jr.
He played at Clemson in Ole Miss.
Clemson. Thank you. He got booted from Clemson. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Lou Gamblu.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Lou, Gamblu.com, ready to step up and in. Level two continues. A strange show. I'm like a pitcher. Me and Cam are like starting pitchers. We were warmed up. The game started, and then it's like there was a rain delay, And now we're back and trying to get back into a groove here. The show is flying by. Thanks to Mark Lawrence for joining us. Big Card Julio is wondering why we didn't get to Wyoming in the Mountain West Conference. And because they're Wyoming, that's why we didn't get to Wyoming. And as we stated earlier, Julio, Mark got knocked off for 15, 20 minutes. We couldn't keep the guy till 7 o'clock.
Couldn't do the whole thing.
Yeah, he's a busy man, just like Lou is right now, who sounds like, I don't know, what's Lou? Lou slicing and dicing? Yeah, you're chopping a steak up? What's going on, Lou?
Well, no, actually, all due respect, I know I couldn't do the job Mark Lawrence could. He's such a thorough professional. But they didn't even dish season wins for Wyoming this year in the Mountain West Conference. They're going to have their hands full with Utah State, Boise State, an Air Force team I look to be improved, and I think it's going to be a tough year for Wyoming this year. To the person asking, I know that doesn't probably sit well with them. 30-1 to win the conference. I just think this is a year they've lost a quarterback 2 years ago and a lot of players last year. So that's a quick Mountain West rundown. And I will be handicapping the Mountain West this ball.
Yeah, the Mountain West, let me see, Wyoming, 5.5. But plus 115 to the over. Plus 115 to the over. Minus 135 to the under. And me and Cam were just talking about the Mountain West. And there's a few spots here, actually. We didn't get to Nevada either. We're going to have to continue this with Mark in the future, actually, because I want to get to the Nevada Wolfpack. We talked about Hawaii. Great point that Mark brought up, guys, about Hawaii this year. Now, listen, they've got 18 returning starters, Blue. They got 9 on the offensive and defensive side of the football, 9 apiece, including Cole McDonald, their quarterback that comes back. It was pretty feisty guy, nice competitor, this guy, good quarterback. Very, and a manageable schedule, and they play 13 games instead of 12. They play that bonus game, nice. Gives them an extra opportunity instead of 12. Listen, you can be a losing team, 6-7, and still win this bet with Hawaii. Talking about UNLV, very manageable number with the number 4 there. I think they can get to 5, if not higher, probably 6. I think Sanchez can squeeze into one of the million bowl games. And Lou, we were talking about Boise State. Boise State's win total is 10. Mark Lawrence brought it up. Boise State have only won more than 10 games, i.e. 11 games. They haven't done it since 2013. They just lost their quarterback in Brett Rippon. I know you can't just judge a college team by their quarterback leaving, but they lost other pieces as well. I don't think Boise State wins 11 football games. Maybe they win 10 and you get a push. That bet would really be helped if Florida State beats them in week 1 in Jacksonville as Boise State plays Florida State. It looks like there's some decent win total bets, Lou. One quick thing I'll say, too. What I like about college win totals as opposed to NFL win totals, it's not 17 weeks to college season. It's only 12 weeks. You don't have to wait that long to get paid for them.
No, that very good point. I probably won't make any major college plays in that regard. I'll be looking more towards investing in Air Force kind of as we go, but you're right. I mean, listen, Boise's going to have a hard time because Utah State is improving and going upward. I think Air Force, I always love a military academy with a bunch of older guys, and you know, the night before the game, they're in studying their playbook. They're not out at Cecil's Bar and Grill. So that's a tough conference, and I totally agree with 11 wins going to have to beat you with Boise State, which means everything's going to have to go perfect. No injuries, nothing. So I totally agree there. But my surprise team is Air Force. I'll go on record. I think Air Force is going to surprise people. I'm seeing 7.5 or 8 for over under. What do you got there, Gabriel?
Air Force is 6.5. Six and a half wins, but minus 165 to the over.
Yeah,
minus 165 to the over.
I'll gladly pay the juice there. That number's wrong. I'm going to hang my hat on Air Force, and in a few weeks, we can see how well we're doing there.
I will listen. I understand. The last time Air Force had, and this is courtesy of Mark Lawrence's database, but the last time Air Force had three consecutive losing seasons was 1981. And they're coming off of back-to-back 5-7 seasons. So we're looking for a two-game improvement right now. The last time...
Five of their returning running backs are returning. So that you know, and that's a hard offense to prepare for.
I know. Well, the teams in the conference don't know it. That's one thing. But I was going to say, it's only one time in Calhoun's career that he ever lost he had losing seasons 2 years in a row. And the following year, he was 10-3, actually. So I see where you're going, Lou. I mean, Mark was pretty bullish on their Air Force. He thinks they're in for a big buyback and bounce back season.
Oh, that's good to
after
know.
After consecutive
that's very
5-7 years.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I don't fully trust them.
Pretty good, Lou.
I'll be honest.
Pretty good, Lou, yeah. What do you got Air Force at in the conference, Gabe? I'm seeing 12-1. What's your number there at FanDuel with Air Force?
To win the conference?
Yeah.
They're not winning the conference.
I'm just saying. I got Boise at 1, well, even money. Fresno at 4,
sure.
San Diego
I'm
State
so
at 5.
I'm not so sure about that.
What about them not winning the conference?
No, Lou likes them. So you sure like them at 12-1, Lou?
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm looking right now at what the Westgate is.
13-1 here, Air Force.
Oh, nice. You've bettered mine. Mr. Greeny's 12th. So
yeah, you know, I get it, Lou. I mean, I think Boise State are being overvalued at -105. I think Fresno State are dangerous at +390. San Diego State are always sort of in the mix, but I think they peaked a couple of years ago. But +500. Utah State lost their coach, and Wells is a hell of a coach. It's going to be a problem for them. I get it. I can live with it. I can live with it. I think I'm not saying Air Force is going to be bad. I just don't think they're going to win the Mountain West Conference Championship and go to the title game and then win the title game and all that. But 13-1 is pretty good odds.
You know what? Isn't it great to be talking football, fellas?
Yeah, well,
it is.
Pre-season.
You should see Gabe and I when we're doing our live baseball show, Lou. It's pretty crazy, man. Like, you know, every night it's baseball, crazy. It's football. Thanks,
I love baseball. I'm a little worn out. All right, so you know what? I've had a pretty good summer of UFC picks, Lou. You know, we've gotten on a little bit of a roll. Last Saturday, though, the afternoon card, I went 2-2. So I'm not bragging, nothing to brag about. You know, we ended up breaking even. We had the Covington fight. And Lawler to start the fifth round. We lost on Giles, which was frustrating because he was stupid. He got subbed even though he was about to win the fight. But nevertheless, we forge forward right now. And UFC goes to Uruguay. And for people don't realize, Uruguay is actually a pretty cool place. Like they like the party in Uruguay. They were one of the first people to decriminalize and totally legalize recreational like marijuana and stuff. And I don't know. I think cocaine might even be legal there, like type thing. But I can't confirm that. But okay, I'll look that up.
Can't confirm that one.
No,
the research
very,
department, look that up.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to punch this in my computer here. But Lou, all right, we're going to a break. We'll get Lou's take on the other side. But I don't know, man. It almost seemed like... unfair to Liz Carbouche that she's fighting Shevchenko. She's going to get murdered. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get Liz's take on this on your side. What up? You're up. Hey, jump.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
NFL preseason is here, and season-long fantasy football drafts are in full swing, and Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package with the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts provide dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with the promo code FNTSY. The NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, Lou from gamblu.com with us. I'm Renzi. We're the FanDuel Sportsbook Meadowlands Racetrack. UFC on ESPN 14, Shevchenko versus Carmouche, Saturday, August the 10th in Uruguay. And I was talking earlier about Uruguay being a pretty progressive and hip country, hip enough that Valentina Shevchenko is about a 12-1 favorite against Liz Carmouche in this fight. And I almost feel like Carmouche is being used like sort of like wrestling used to be. What's the term I'm looking for? A jobber. Like basically, like they need a punching bag for Shevchenko, and you know, they're
she's a sheep being led to the slaughter.
Yeah, she's a tough, tough girl. I'm not trying to disrespect Liz Carmouche. No. Very, very tough, but
exactly,
she's about like 7 or 8 years past her prime. Her game was always kind of rudimentary to begin with, as far as her skill level. You know, she's tough. She was in the military, and she can wrestle. But she is coming off of two straight wins. I have to give her credit for this. Lou, what's your take on this fight?
Well, I feel much the same that you do. However, let's remember that this is a rematch from a 2010 bout that Carmouche won because of doctor's stoppage in Oklahoma. So the UFC, I think the one strain of legitimacy that they can hang their hat on by offering this fight is that it is a rematch and that it is the only loss Shevchenko's ever undertaken by anyone other than Nunez. So it's got a rematch theme. Carmouche is better than a jobber. She is just 32 years old, so you know, but she is. Like, also, she's 125, and she was fighting much bigger gals at 135 for much of her career. That said, it's my simply a fight to export Shevchenko into the South American fight masses so that they can get a good look at her, because without Cyborg, Nunez needs another fight, and that will be Shevchenko 3. And let's not forget, Shevchenko's taken Amanda Nunez to two decisions, both times fighting at 135, where she's totally undersized. This fight would probably be 135, and that just tells you what kind of heart and guts and fighter Shevchenko really is.
Oh, she's as tough as they come. I think after, you know, like if not for Nunes, she probably would be a champion right now. I've got a lot of respect for Shevchenko. I think she's a badass.
Total agreement.
I'm just saying, is cocaine legal in Uruguay?
is it?
Yes.
No. Yes, it is. Wow.
Yeah. Uruguay decriminalized all drugs.
Interesting.
That's a very progressive approach. Just let them do it.
Except they basically stated that, cocaine is not illegal, but it's also not around. You know what I mean? It's not really available. It's not, like, accessible type thing. I know, like I said, I know, you know what I learned this? I learned from Anthony Bourdain. Anthony Bourdain went to Uruguay. And I know, like, pot and hash and stuff is legal. And I thought other stuff, was as well. But people, you know, people don't really know much about Uruguay or even where it is or what it's about, or you just sort of hear it. And, yeah, cannabis is legal in Uruguay, one of the most widely used drugs in the nation. They legalized it in 2013. So I knew that. Okay, so I'll look into this again after. Maybe we're going to Uruguay. So what do you make of the fight, Lou? Distance, totals, you looking at any props here? What do you make of this?
I regard this fight as it's so overpriced. I mean, I really think there's really good opportunity elsewhere on the card, and I just have not spent any time giving it any time or consideration.
All right, so what about Mike Perry? You've been pretty good with Mike Perry fights, Lou. You usually have a good read on how he matches up against the opposing fighter. So what do you make of Mike Perry and Vicente Luque?
I think the worst thing that you can possibly do in a Mike is fight him at his own level. And Luque proved against that not only has he had a lot of physical fights where he's gotten rung up, and Luque was lucky to beat Barbarina, but also that his IQ is not up there with Al Einstein or Stephen Hawking, because he chooses to stand and bang with these guys. Now, if Luque comes out and uses ground game in this fight against Perry, I think it's a great way for him to have a cakewalk. However, I can't trust Luque to use IQ. I think the guy's too macho, and I also think that Mike Perry's half nutty. And Perry's got power. He's 6-4 in his last 10, but only 2-3 in his last 5. So everybody thinks the guy's really rough and wild and a loser, and he kind of is, except he's worked hard at refining his skills at Jackson Wade. And tight punches, he's still got the power, and he's got the drive. I think Luque's ripe. I kind of like Perry here a little bit, pending weigh-ins.
Interesting. Barking with the dog, barking with the American on the road, Lou.
Well, first of all, Luque is from New Jersey, so he's also an American. But the way he fights and the damage he has taken in his victories all lead up to a guy like Perry with that profuse power. If Luque decides that he gets rung and they start to toe-to-toe, that's the only way Perry can win. And so it's an IQ thing with Luque. We'll see.
Lou, gamblew.com with us. All right, Lou, what else on the card? Anything catch your eye here? We have Latifi and Ozdemir. Ozdemir's minus 150. That's actually an intriguing fight between two real different style of fighters, actually, Lou. A lot of times these fights, they're not boring, but sort of the matchup. But they're just different style of fighters. Latifi, real pit bull, sort of a rhino type guy. And then Ozdemir, who's a little bit more, he's really cautious, but, different body type, I should say. Very different body types, these two fighters. What do you make of this one? And we're losing Lou here. You're cutting in and out here, Lou.
Hold on a second. I really like this fight. Ozdemir, is that better, Gabe?
A little bit better, Lou.
Yeah, let's see.
Hey, listen, Ozdemir is going to be about 4 inches taller. He's 5 inches younger. He's going to have a reach advantage. These guys are both Swedes, and they train together. I definitely think this is a very good matchup for Ozdemir, and I've been watching the line closely. In fact, yesterday I released it at 132 when I saw it ticking back up. I like the matchup for Ozdemir. I'm not the biggest favorite guy. What I would say is, use Ozdemir maybe in the first part of a two-team parlay where you only invest $1 in him instead of the $150. But I think this is – Ozdemir's lost his last three, but I think he beat Reyes, even though I had Reyes. I lost that fight, but I won money. Ozdemir is the real deal, and I think Latifi's just going to – he has a 5-7 minute window in this fight. And then, quite honestly, the fight before it, the local Uruguayan, Garagori, is fighting this Bandanay from Peru, and the guy from Peru has got some experience. He's fought in the UFC. He's considerably younger. He's going to be taller. I think that it's going to be a tough one for this Galarogi, and that line flipped, open to pick him, and now this Bandanay is an underdog. So I'm looking hard at Perry, Bandanay, Ozdemir in these three fights on the main card.
I like Ozdemir too. Ozdemir caught my eye as well. See Gilbert Burns on this card, sort of buried at the bottom here against who's this guy? Kuzchenko against Gilbert Burns. You got Tisha Torres and Marina Rodriguez as well. Any of these lower fights interest you at all, Lou?
You're damn straight they do. I'm totally interested in this Gil Burns Kunchenko fight. Kunchenko 20-0 and a Russian. And there's only, it's funny because Brazilians and Russians have a definite hatred for one another. Burns is going to be 2 inches taller. He's a little bit younger. He's going to have a slight reach advantage. The key with Burns is he's not cutting all this weight to get to 155. He's fighting at 170, so he's going to be the bigger man in there, believe it or not, even though he's going up. And I think the recency with his brother winning in the octagon last night and Burns taking this on short notice at up a weight class, all those give me a little bit of hesitation with Gil Burns. Kunchenko opened minus 180. He's now minus 140. I'm waiting for that line to drop a little more, but 140 or better on Kunchenko is a buy.
All right, well, hit this on the other side.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Yang got thrown a curveball. Like, Yang's like a pitcher. Yang got like a line drive cam and hit him early.
Like, yeah, it did. And like, we were worried about
you know what I'm saying?
Like, it hit him flush. Yep.
Yeah, like, that's it, Yang. Like, that's why I like the skip. Like, we have nothing to say. We know it's out of your control. It's sort of like, you know, you put it over the plate, somebody nailed it, and it just nailed you right in the kneecap.
Liner.
Yeah, but I stayed in the game. I'm tough, buddy.
That's what I was gonna say. I went out there to talk to him. I wanted to take him out of the game, and he looked at me and told me if I took him out of the game, he was gonna kick my ass in front of 60,000 people. I couldn't take him out.
I threatened to take him out of the game almost daily. So, but even me, I could tell. Like, and I said it to Cam earlier. They said Yang sounds a little beaten down now today.
Yeah, he does. We're gonna. Yang's my man.
No, Yang's a great guy. And during the break, guys, this is, we'll let you in on the, you know, the inside thing. It was discovered that Lou was using an earpiece or some sort of device, which is frowned upon. It's frowned upon, and that's so, it's funny. Yang's like, sorry, guys, you know, doing the best here. And we're like, no, it's not your fault at all. And then I just threw it in, except, you know, Lou on his earpiece, that's your fault, Yang. And poor Lou's like, no, it's me. It's my fault. It's not his fault. So Lou's a good guy. He's trying to take the heat off of Yang. Yep. You're a good guy, Lou.
Well, no, I was the one using the earpiece, and I know not to use them. I just hold the phone up next to me from going forward because I want everyone to hear because I like this card. There's opportunity on this card.
Oh, you do sound much better. I know it sucks, too. I've been on with ESPN.
Very
knows.
Clear.
You got sweat on your cell phone against your face and stuff.
Yeah, I know. Like, got to do it, though. My cell phone's got a lot of ear sweat, baby.
Hey, it's almost like that one day Gabe was on the phone with ESPN, sitting on a chair, and the chair broke, but he remained on the call. He remained on his interview.
Got to.
Like nothing happened, baby.
Yeah.
Just keep that phone up.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, Lou, I was doing an ESPN radio hit. I was sitting on a chair. The chair literally fell into pieces as I was sitting on it. I fell backwards, like on my back, like with my feet in the air, like really like right out of like a cartoon. You know what I mean? Like, bang, I fell right back. I swear to God, guys, without missing a beat, I was lying on my back with my phone. Yeah, I like the Detroit Lions +4.5 this week, guys, you know. 6-2, the last 8 on the road against division opponents. I did not miss a beat. Took a chair shot, did not miss a beat, Cam.
I totally believe that's the kind of pro you are. That's the freaking truth.
Oh, here we go. Now it's not even a speakerphone. You know what it is? Uh-huh. And, I'm not mad. Yeah, it's not. You know what it is? You use an Apple, don't you? Is it an Apple, Lou?
Yes.
iPhone?
I have an iPhone.
Yeah. See, Cam?
Is that what it is, Morency? Yeah, I'm an Android man. That's my...
Yeah, exactly. They're better. You know what it is? iPhones are mini computers. They're not meant to talk. I bitched about
this. Great point.
The guy told me.
I never even thought about it that way.
He goes, dude, they're mini computers. He goes, no one talks on these things. Because I was like, why does the speaker sound so bad? And he goes, no one uses a speaker. Because it's headset or like texting. He goes, or movies.
I never thought of
that. It really is true. They don't put any money into it. Like a payphone or an old school phone has that sort of mouthpiece and everything. It's literally like a little piece of plastic.
Samsung?
But
it's tough. This thing's tough. It's been through, I've dropped it out of cars, whatever. It still works. Yeah, the iPhone's a good call, Morency. It's more like a mini computer machine rather than a talking
box. Computers.
Excellent.
Yeah, music, streaming, but the actual phone, it's not a phone. It's not a phone. Mm. It's you know what I mean? It's just, it has a speaker in it. I complained before, trust me. So, Lou, we appreciate your time, though, Lou. I'm just busting your balls. Like I said, it's not you, it's Apple.
Exactly.
I was just getting worse. Oh, he's gone.
We can't make this.
Herb Dean. Herb Dean on line one. Hey, Herb.
Herb Dean.
How you doing, Herb?
Hey, everybody. Herb Dean. Click. Yeah. Oh, Morency. Herb's back.
He's back.
Click.
Yeah.
He gone.
You know?
Unreal.
You know that was bad, Cam, when Heath Herring, threw the headset down? He goes, I don't know why we're even doing a show at an empty bar anyways. This is stupid.
I agree. I was thinking it the whole time. I'm like, we're at a bar, it's empty. We're with Heath Herring and Herb Dean, and our boss, producer, couldn't get this guy on in four times. It was the craziest thing ever. We're like, Herb Dean? Lou!
And Lou's back. After all that,
Lou's back.
We lost you.
Lou's back.
Speaking of Herb Dean, Herb Dean's really a bad referee now, man. The guy's missing taps. Like, he's going to get someone killed out there. But, okay, Lou, so you've been cutting in and out. It's been fun, but it's been a little bit of a pitch. But as you stated, Gilbert Burns +117. Which are the ones that intrigues you? Just because you did cut out a bit. Blast through them again here if you can. Mike Perry is a dog.
I'll go from the bottom to the top. I want to fade Gil Burns. I think the extra weight, even though it might help him, it's short notice. I like the Russian undefeated and just wait and let that price go down. And then as we move up, I really am looking more now towards the main card. And on the main card, three value plays. I would take Ozdemir in a parlay with Vieira Rodolfo, the fighter right before him. He's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu master. He's kind of like Souza. And Ozdemir to Rodolfo, I would maybe put a one-unit parlay together, and you're going minus 220 to minus 155, so you're going to get, you know, 1.5, 1.8 on your money. I do like Bandonet in the third fight of the before the end of the evening. He's plus 120 now, younger Peruvian fighter against the local, but the local's only a regional guy. And Perry, I want to wait until the weigh-ins to see both guys, but I think Luque is right. And so Perry at plus 155, I think those would be three wagers I would recommend.
LouGamblou.com. Well, Lou, it was nice talking a little college football with you. We've got NFL football around the corner. We'll definitely hit that. And, yeah, we'll see. Maybe we can get out to Uruguay someday, actually. It'd be a good time. Weekend in Uruguay with you, me, and Cam.
That'd be great.
That would probably be a 29-day weekend.
Be a 29-day hangover.
Yeah.
Lou, gamblou.com. God bless you, Lou.
Have Thanks a good one, time, Lou. Guys. Take it easy, buddy.
Good luck to everybody.
Yep. There's Lou.
How are you doing, Gabe? Taking it all in stride now. It's kind of like you're that musician. You've seen, like, your amplophone, like, smoke's coming out of it. You know? It's just like, okay.
I'm okay. Yeah. No, I've realized that.
You've seen it. It's just kind of like, what am I going to do? Like, what am I going to do? Am I, you know? You're not made of fiber optics, right? Like, you can't plug yourself. You know? I get it.
I'm not gonna lie.
I got some golf picks for you just to take the edge off.
Lou's phone cutting in and out started to get to me a bit. I was like, "Are you?"
No, I gotta be honest.
Yeah,
like, I think you're right.
After
like,
Tony Finn last night, last night, and then it just continues.
We got knocked off for 40 minutes.
Like it's. Somebody left this on my desk, Tony. Hey.
Nice. Wave the flag, baby. Yeah, I don't know what Tony Finn got into. Well, that was my favorite line. Hey, Tony, were you into the edibles tonight? I was all over the place.
I said, she eat a Rice Krispie? Like, yeah. All right, see ya. Get to your golf. We only got a couple of baseball anyways. So, what's up with the golf thing.
I'm gonna plow right through it right now because we don't have a lot of time. Gabe, Patrick Cantlay is a guy that I really like. But in the six-pack, the true form, I think Justin Thomas out of the big guys, on my book, he's 20-1. I found him at 18 on most, but I found him on one of my books at 20-1. I really like Justin Thomas. I think this course will be to his liking with his length. Patrick Cantlay, tee to green. I mentioned all the statistics, top three in all of them. Great pick this week. So, and the guy you talk about too, Webb Simpson at 26-1. He's just been, he finished second last week. It wasn't for the hero JT Post, and he would have won that tournament. Webb Simpson has been top five every single week. I think you got to ride the hot hand there. So, Cantlay, Thomas, Simpson. Now we're looking for value. Three more plays for you. Me and you talked about it on the morning show. Francisco Molinari at 40. Excellent track record. This guy should be about 28-1, not 40. Billy Horschel, a real hot player at 50-1. Plays well in the FedEx Cup. This is week one of the FedEx Cup playoffs. After the top 25, 70 move on from this week. And we are going with Colin Morikawa, one of my favorites, at 55-1. You guys are looking for a bomb 100+. I think Joachim Niemann fits the bill. Gabe, I also did a few DFS plays for DraftKings right now. I put a team together with Justin Thomas, $10,000. Patrick Cantlay, $9,200. Colin Morikawa, $8,500. Patrick Reed, $8,100. Joachim Niemann, $7,500. And I went to the quarter bin with Canadian Corey Connors at $6,500. $200, your change. What do you got for me? It's a very small baseball board tonight, but we'll find something that we both like. Maybe?
Rodriguez strikeouts? I'm not taking the Red Sox. I'm done with these son of a bitches.
Oh, yeah, no, they're
it's
done.
Only, no, no. It's five
what about
and a
Baltimore?
Half. Rodriguez is strikeouts.
What about Means? What about Baltimore
versus
Paxton?
No, you can't take
Paxton.
Baltimore. Cam, I can't let you do this. I can't let you do this, buddy. Listen, they've beaten them 15 times in a row.
Yeah,
it's been 15
know,
times in a row.
Yeah, I know. What about, I got one for you tonight. I'm making one play. I got one play tonight. The Philadelphia Phillies with Vargas at plus 125. That is my play in baseball. I'm not taking the Red Sox.
I never got a chance to go through the games. Like, I was in a flood getting here. I got here 2 minutes before the show starts. You know, it's one of these days. Like you said, I'm about to snap.
Yeah. Don't worry, buddy. There's four games. So we got Milwaukee -125 at Pittsburgh +105, total 9.5. Pomeranz makes his Milwaukee debut. Yankees in Baltimore. Paxson's -245. You said it. That's a lot of juice for the Yankees, 9.5. And the late game. I'm taking a shot with the late game Vargas. Vargas, former Met pitcher with Philadelphia at +125. I was on Arizona last night. We came through and got it done, thank God. It was a good end to the night. It actually was way better than I thought it was going to be, Gabe. That's a good price for Vargas tonight at +125. Arizona also, a lot of free swingers on that team. He's going to fool them with his off-speed stuff tonight. He's a guy that could frustrate a team like Arizona. They like to swing for the fences. Vargas might be the recipe. +125 looks good to me. Who else are you going to take? You're not going to take Boston at 340. You don't want to lay 245 with the Yankees against Baltimore. And Pomeranz. I don't trust him either.
I'm not putting him in a parlay either. I'm passing completely on Boston. I think Milwaukee's
one
the play.
Yeah, Pomeranz, you know what? I might do that too. So two plays, Milwaukee, $120, and Vargas +125. Done.
Milwaukee. -122. We'll have some football. I don't know. We'll have in-game tonight. We'll figure it out. Milwaukee Brewers. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire. Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
Yeah, I am too. The Fresno's not getting a whole lot of respect, as you mentioned here, and they've really done not a whole lot wrong, if you will. You know, they're going to have to replace a quarterback this year, which is going to be a big issue for them. But they got a JUCO named Jorge Reyes coming in. He's supposed to be really, really good. And if you take a look at their schedule, you'll see their first seven games, they're going to take on six opponents that had losing records last year. So you can look for this team to get off to a pretty good start. Last year, the number one ranked team in the country in red zone defense, number three in scoring defense. I think there's a lot to like about this Fresno football team, and I wouldn't be at all a bit surprised if it doesn't come down between them and Boise playing in the championship game in the Mountain West Conference.
And that's what we've seen. They have developed quite a rivalry, so Brett Rypien actually won us some money, Mark, last Thursday night, NFL preseason. He looked pretty good. He was confident. He moved the football down the field. He threw the late touchdown. It was deflected, but he made a nice play made a nice pass on the play before that that would have got a first down, would have set up first and goal, but there was a phantom bogus penalty. NFL referees in midseason form calling garbage. And Rypien looked good. So Rypien is on the... he's on the Denver Broncos, not the Boise State Broncos, Mark.
Yeah, you got that family name going with him, too, the pedigree. Now, you know, whether he makes the roster or not remains to be seen. If you take a look in the Playbook preseason football newsletter with quarterback rotations, and you, as you say, he did get playing time his first game, he's actually listed behind Drew Lock and Kevin Hogan and Joe Flacco. So, you know, fourth quarterback on the rotation list, he's going to probably have to outperform Hogan and Lock. But, you know, Lock looks like he's got a long, long way to be a quarterback. He looks like he could end up being a bit of a reach in the first round last year.
So what do you think about Boise State this year?
I like the makeup of this team. They're always to be counted on, if you will. There's not a lot of holes you can ever poke at Boise State. And it goes from the coaching, it goes from the recruiting. They're not real strong with the returning production, coming back only 120th in the country defensively. But, you know, they just blow out 500 or less opponents, 75-2. I mean, that's a staggering stat against teams that don't have winning records. And Boise State just eats them up and chews them alive.
Be sure to follow all our social media at FNTSY Sportsnet and at FNTSY Radio.
And now I'm tweeting about you, bruh.